The Mishnah in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, talks about Tokeya Bitoch Habor, that if you blow shofar in the middle of a pit. So what does it say? If you hear the kol shofar, you are yotze. If you hear the actual sound of the shofar, it's a go. If you hear the kol havara, we'll call it the echo, it's a no-go. And then the Gemara seems to, we'll see the Machlokes Rishonim, how you interpret the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say something about it depends where you are. If someone's blowing shofar from inside the pit, and you're inside the pit, then it's a go, but outside the pit, it's a no-go. And if you're outside the pit, and you hear it, it's a go, but if you're inside, so what does that mean? So the way the Rishonim learn, Machlokes Rashi versus the Rush, and we'll see the Rama holds like Rashi, but Rashi holds, no, what is the Gemara? Is this coming to explain? But the bottom line he showed is, it doesn't make a difference if you're inside or outside. It depends if you're hearing the kol shofar, the kol havara. You could be standing outside the pit and he's blowing inside the pit. If you hear the kol shofar, it's a go. A kol havara, no go. And the Rush disagrees and says, what are you talking about? You're going to leave it to the hamonam to decide? How do I know if I'm hearing the kol havara or the kol shofar? We're not leaving it to the hamonan. Therefore, he's saying, by definition, if the person's inside the pit and you're outside, or you're outside, he's inside, then you're hearing, by definition, we'll call it the kol havara, and therefore you are not yotze. So it's a machlokes Rashi and the Rush, whether someone is, the person's tokeya mitoch habor, and you're outside, and you hear the, or you think you hear the kol shofar. Rashi says it's good enough. Rashi says it's a no-go. The Rambam seems to learn like Rashi, that it's all subjective. It depends. If you hear the kol shofar, it's a go. If you hear the kol habor, a no-go. The Beis Yosef rejects the Rush and goes like the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam and Rashi. And therefore, it seems to be that if you hear the, as long as you're hearing the kol shofar, it's a go. Comes along the Taz and says, wait a second, not so simple. Eino Bikiyin, we're not a bucky, we're not an expert in what the kol shofar is or what the kol havara is, and he says, therefore, you should not rely on it. Don't rely on a subjective hearing. So what happens if you're in a scenario where you're outside the pit and he's inside? So the Taz would say, you should have to hear the shofar again, but without a bracha on the right. So therefore he's saying, it's only a suffix if you yotze. It's a suffix perhaps on a mitzvah min HaTorah, I guess it depends what you're not, which part you don't hear, the 9, the 30. But it's a suffix, and therefore you hear again, but without it, you wouldn't make another bracha. And many Akronim follow the opinion of the Taz. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, b'shas hadchak, one can rely on the Shulchan Aruch that says, im shama kol shofar yotze. But we're certainly in a shas hadchak here, b'shas COVID-19, it's pikuach nefesh, we're concerned about the saliva drops spreading. So therefore, we could rely on the Shulchan Aruch that, let's say, people set up, so definitely in the case of the pit, but yeah, so therefore you can rely, if you're outside, you hear the kol shofar. And perhaps even the Taz would agree. In other words, the case is today, many shuls or yeshivas are setting up capsules, like the, having nylon and other material barriers to keep the people safe, but only one person is blowing shofar, and it's people in 10 different areas are hearing. So the question is that considered kol havara or kol shofar? So maybe according to the Taz, one might argue you should be machmir. However, even the Mishnah Berurah says we're definitely in a shas hadchak, so it's not an issue. And perhaps even the Taz himself would not compare the capsule to the toch habor, because the Taz himself writes, or the halacha is, let's say someone is in shul and there are people hearing outside the shul. So if you hear the kol shofar, we say it's a go. So capsule should be no worse than hearing toch you know, the pitch is a whole different thing. Subterranean, maybe it's a whole different ball game down there. But the capsules isn't worse than hearing it from outside the shul. So therefore, certainly during this year, during COVID-19, even Lechatchila, because even maybe the Taz would agree. It's Lechatchila because it's Lechatchila to be Yotze this way than to put yourself in danger. So therefore, B'shas Achak this year, COVID-19, it would make sense that one would go ahead and be Yotze this way with the capsules. And that's what we find as well, because we find in other areas that, let's say, someone has some type of, we'll get to the cover in a second, but they cover the shofar from the outside, they put a gold or silver decoration on it, or you do shofar, but someone blows with two shofars. Gemara is a couple of cases, but the bottom line is it's the same yisod. If you hear the kol shofar, it's a go. If you hear the kol avara, it's a no-go. So we'll see. So therefore, capsules is definitely good, and then we'll have to get into masks. Not mask on your mouth, that could be a chatzitza, and also maybe practically, I don't know if you could pull a shofar with a mask on your mouth. But we'll see. Putting your mask on the shofar should come out to the same issue. Whether you're hearing the kol shofar or you're hearing the kol havara. If you hear the kol shofar with the mask, it's a go. If you hear the kol havara with the mask, then it's a no-go.